It is 5 a.m. and the morning sun is peeking through the pines of Lake Chunky. But it is no ordinary morning. The fish must face more than just the sun today. The fish must face Al Bundy, Bassmaster.
Here it comes.
I shall now cast.
Sorry there, boy.
As Al lays his worm upon the waters, a mighty hush falls over the woodland. What creature would dare disturb him?
Hi, honey.
The loon, of course.
Al, are you going fishing?
Fishing? What makes you think that? Oh, and Peg, by the way, and this is a totally unrelated topic, if you're looking for me next week, I won't be around. I'll be at work.
Work?
It's a 5-day, 24-hour daylight, moonlight madness sale.
Well, then they did go to the right man for the job. Who but you could go daylight, moonlight without showering or changing his clothes?
Hey, the shoe game ain't for sissy boys, baby. Anyhow, in case you were going to call, which you never do, but which I know you would just this once, all wives are strictly prohibited from calling or coming anywhere near the shoe store for the entire duration of the sale. Naturally, this has us shoe guys up in arms, especially me, because Peg, Lord knows, you is my inspiration.
Oh, wait a second, honey.
Oh!
You just had a hair on your head. Don't worry, I got it. So now tell me where you're really going.
You're not tough enough to force it out of me. Going on vacation.
Good boy. Now where are we going?
Oh, with any luck to an early grave. But right now I am going to my boss's mountain cabin to fish and drink and fish, and sometimes even fish and drink. And drinking fish. For 1 week, I'm going to pretend that I'm actually alive. Oh, look, Peg, it's a paper boy.
Out of the way, shoe yeti. Peggy, you'll never guess what Jefferson did.
Misunderstood your cries of pluck me to the butcher?
But clearly, your cries of pluck me to the barber did not go unanswered.
Marcy, have the nerve to face me when you're speaking to me. Whoops, you are. Hey, we got to get you a scientist front and back.
Then we should get you one for your pants, eh? Listen to this. Even though Jefferson has a job, he is still charging his lunches on my credit card. And you should see the size of the tips he leaves the waitresses. And you know what he said when I called him on it? Hey, babe, I'm good looking. That's his answer to everything.
Well, what's his answer to cries of, hey there, where are you going with that little boy?
Go pick your hiney. Women are talking. Anyhow, I refuse to spend another minute alone with Jefferson. I don't even want to be in the same house with him.
Well, then I think I have the perfect solution.
Peg, if this is what I'm thinking, I shall have to unleash my veto power.
You see, Al and I are going on vacation.
Veto, I say. Veto, veto, veto.
Oh, stop pouting, Al. If I don't see a smile, I will forbid you to come with us. That's better. Now, come on.
You didn't forget anything, did you?
Nothing that matters.
What's going on?
Cheese it, the kids.
Vacation! Curse you! I curse you to your worst nightmare. an eternity of being together. And you can't leave the bedroom. Ooh. And Grandma's there. And she's out of Japan.
What?
What?
Mom and Dad just left us alone. Alone, with no parental supervision.
And stay out. Yes. Finally, alone. Free. Free to run amok.
Hey, guys, what's for breakfast?
Curse you! Curse your mangy eyes and the horses you rode in on! Look what they did to us. They left us with this little walking booger.
I'm hungry.
Well, Kelly's stupid. Nobody's helping her.
Yeah. Believe me, my mind was a terrible thing to taste. What if Mom and Dad didn't leave us any food or anything?
Come on, Kel. Now, I know Mom and Dad aren't way up there on the evolutionary scale, but even dung beetles wouldn't go on vacation without providing for their young. See? Who wants some baking soda on a cracker? That's not a cracker. It's a cockroach. It's coming right at me. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure which was moving which.
Be me, or I'm gonna be really annoying.
What are we gonna do, Kel?
The parakeet trick. It's what Mom used to use on you when you got hungry during our soaps.
What is it?
Well, when a parakeet makes noise, you throw a blanket over its cage so they think it's night. They go to sleep.
Come on, Kel. Now, that can't possibly work.
Food! 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 Food!
Oh, it's going to be a week. Maybe we should get him a little mirror and a perch.
No, it's fine for him. What about us? I mean, Mom and Dad didn't leave us any money. What are we going to do for food?
Boy, this ought to teach Jefferson a lesson. He didn't even know I slipped out of bed this morning.
Well, maybe he's still out cold, having seen you slip into it. Okay, Brunhildes. Family meeting. Let's go, let's go. Gather around. All right, stay there. I'll come to you. That's better. Now, it's time to lay down the ground rules of the house. Rule number one, there are two bedrooms. I get one alone. You two can share one. If you keep the door closed while you're changing, you don't want to kill my bait. Rule two, speaking to me.
Al, nobody is going to speak to you. Nobody wants to speak to you. Nobody will speak to you. That's why it's so great that Marcy came along. Women are much better company for each other than men.
Men really do just get in the way, don't they? Just think if they were all dead. There'd be no more sports, no burping, no Howie Mandel. What a wonderful world it would be.
Yeah, but maybe we could keep the gay guys. They're so much fun at lunch and really good with color.
Well, without straight guys to wrong you women, where would they get those delightful stories for those wonderful made-for-TV movies?
Maybe we shouldn't have brought him along. Thank God we have each other.
I know. We're best friends and sisters.
Goodbye.
And we will be forever. You know, women's relationships throughout history have been much more supportive than those of...
My own room. Look, Dad! It's all mine. Got my own bed. I always wanted to have a bed of my own. How come I never had one? Ozzy had his own bed. Father from Father Knows Best had his own bed. Mr. Donna Reed had his own bed. Well, Mr. Peggy Bundy's going to have his own bed. I'm going to go out there right now and ask Peg if I never have to sleep with her again.
How dare you call me irresponsible?
You and the day. How dare you call me that way?
you, evil snippet.
Eat yellow snow.
Girls! Girls, girls! Girls, who am I kidding? Sea hags. Now, what are you fighting about? And it better not be stupid.
It's not.
Well, then go on.
Okay. Without looking in the cupboard, tell me which way should the coffee cups be facing?
And I thought it was just stupid.
What's stupid is a woman who stacks them right side up so they collect dust.
Well, at home, in her defense, we recycle dust to make hot cocoa. Then, in a few weeks, it becomes porridge.
It's not about the cups at all, is it? What's really bothering you is the way my clothes mold themselves to my body.
Oh, spare me the voluptuous rap, you Sasquatchian nightmare.
Chill out, chiclet chest.
I guess this would be unusual in any other home, but I think, all things considered, I'll just let this pass. Hey, bud, you seen Marcy lately? I spent all day and night in bed yesterday cuddling with her pajamas till I realized she wasn't in them. I was wondering why she was so docile. I mean, she let me do anything I wanted. You know, like have candy and stuff. You know where she might be? She went on vacation with Mom and Dad. Left us here to starve with this miserable little grub.
Hey, who are you calling miserable, you little...
Imagine the nerve of that woman leaving me just because she's mad at me for using her credit card. I mean, so what if I leave big tips with her money? I mean, what's the difference when I do wrong? I'm good looking.
You know, the attractive should have special rights. I think we should have our own parking spaces. They could have a little circle with a sparkly smile because looking at us makes people happy.
Ain't it the truth? What? Well, what are we attractive people laughing at?
Oh, not you good looking.
You ain't bad yourself.
No kidding.
How dare Marcy deny me anything? Besides, I have every right to use this credit card. Look at it. It says right here, Marcy Darcy. Darcy, that's me.
You know, I have a thought.
It's almost as funny as you being attractive. Hey.
God, I needed that. Anyhow, here's my idea. I forgot it. Wait, but here's another one. I think that you should spend an enormous amount of money. That way, when your wife comes back, she'll appreciate how little you spent before.
How mad can she get? We're good looking. What?
For us.
No!
Thanks. Al, sweetie, which one of us has a loud, obnoxious voice? Me or Marcy?
Wait a second, Al, sweetie.
He's my husband. I'll call him what I want.
Why don't you call him some of the things you call him when he's not around?
Al, you know I'm not proud of you. Why would I talk about you?
Oh, yeah? Who says what's the difference between Al and an egg? An egg takes 3 minutes to be done.
I said 2 minutes. And I didn't say that.
Believe me, she's lying.
She has no reason to lie. She is not even your wife. And she is lying.
Silence, feline beasts. Now, we have been here for 10 hours. And in that 10 hours, the two of you have only been quiet twice. Once when I asked how come my luggage forgot to be put in the car. And the other time for the hour that Oprah was on, which I find remarkable since we don't have a TV.
All right, Al. But I just have one more question. Which one of us has the firmest hiney?
I'm blind!
Now, Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Bud? You happy? I will be soon. May I see the back, please?
Very unusual, sir. Department stores normally have lingerie shows, not guys in their living room. But then you Kennedys go your own way.
Please. Kennedy is so formal. Just call me, Bud.
That's right. 6 dozen roses. That's right. From me. That's right. To me. Hey, what the hell? Send another dozen to a pair of pajamas. Same address.
Oh, Marcy. That was the most relaxing vacation I've ever had.
You know, that's the thing about women. We can get in an argument and then talk it through rationally, then work it out in a civilized manner like the sisters we are.
Oh, God bless us.
He did. He made us women. But to tell you the truth, I was just lost without my Jefferson. I mean, so what if he tips big? Good looking. I can forgive him anything. Jefferson Darcy, I better not be paying for this. Do you have anything to say before I kill you?
Good night.
Jefferson!
Are you still mad, honey?
Sweetie?
Yeah?
Do you know what a Melvin is?
No.
Then let me show you.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, we used to call them wedgies.
Kelly, I want to talk to you this minute.
Yes, Mom.
Sucker!
Rub, dear.
Hey, Mom. Where's a... what do we call him? Starts with an L.
Dad?
Yeah. Where is he?
Well, he kept complaining how we ruined his vacation. So I decided to let him stay up there by himself for 2 whole days. I just left the key on the table while he was out chopping wood. I hope he's finally happy.
Well, folks, get ready for another 8 feet of snow. But we'll let the poor saps who are outside worry about that. Eh, folks?